Ernest Goes to Haiti will be released in theaters this week, 27th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Hollywood, California. The latest film in the 20-year-old Ernest franchise, Ernest Goes to Haiti, is scheduled to be released in theaters nationwide on Sunday. The low-budget movie is the first to be filmed since 1998's Ernest in the Army, and the first not to go straight to video since 1993's Ernest Rides Again. Producers say they've revamped the series to appeal to a modern audience. Quote, "We wanted to add a bit of Latino flavor to it," unquote, explained director Mae Mayfield. The lead character's name was thus changed to the Hispanic Ernesto. Also, the action takes place in the Spanish-speaking island nation of Haiti. The new film is more of a drama than a comedy, although it maintains some humorous aspects. The plot involves Ernesto going on a Caribbean cruise where some polluted water combined with tropical heat cause him to become crazy and violent. He commandeers a ship and steers it towards Haiti, where he unleashes a storm of violence. Police struggle to stop the madman's indiscriminate destruction. He uproots trees, blows out windows, ravages poorly constructed shanty towns. The government sends residents to shelters while a manhunt for Ernesto ensues. Studio executives have high hopes for the film, saying it could even reach number 3 at the box office, gaining windfall profits. Quote, "If it appeals to the target audience, our forecast calls for it to make up to $20 million, unquote, said executive producer Ron Goodman. Quote, "And that's just in Haiti," unquote, he added. Analysts say the film could score big in other Caribbean nations, like Jamaica, as well. The Cuban newspaper, gave Ernest Goes to Haiti 4 stars, and in its preview wrote that, quote, "Everyone should move to higher ground for a better view at our drive-in movie theaters," unquote. The film's ending leaves it open for a sequel. Ernesto is driven away from Haiti, but he is never captured and reboards the hijacked cruise ship, which, fueled by strong wind currents, heads for the Gulf of Mexico. Hollywood rumors have it that the next movie could be Ernesto wreaking havoc on the Gulf's oil industry. The sequel is tentatively titled Ernest Goes to Florida, which replaced Ernest Goes to New Orleans after it polled poorly with prospective audiences. In other box office news, the high seas adventure Debbie Does the Atlantic flopped off in its opening weekend, continuing a decline in ticket sales this year. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.